This is Channel 2 Right and beginning of the visit with Mr. Weaver, barber shop visit this Saturday at supper, the 4th of December, 71. And I'm starting on Channel 2 instead of Channel 1. Channel 2 Right, beginning of the visit with Mr. Weaver.
Anyway, that's on hurts all the time. Not all the time, but at times it aches pretty bad.
Well, this cool air might not
taste it. Now, this all right. I like cold weather when I'm, unless I have a fever. Or east wind. Now, I can't stand the east wind.
East wind?
Yeah, it comes from the northwest. You know, I can get out there and it'll be cold and it feels good. But if it's come from the east, I don't know. It just makes me feel dry and rough.
Mr. Weaver, I never realized it's just the direction of the wind.
Well, you notice it now. You go to notice it and see how much difference you feel. If the wind, if it's coming in not too fast from the northwest, you take when it comes, the wind blowing really hard. It's not good for you, know, any direction.
No. Well, now, it's the east wind that you don't like.
The east wind. Now, some people say they can't tell them differently, but I can. You know, it'll affect different people differently.
Yeah. Well, I sure hadn't thought about that. A south wind is...
South wind don't bother me, only it's hot.
Hot, yeah.
It's warm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, when hot weather it makes it so much hotter, you know, south wind. But it doesn't bother me so bad about breathing or anything like that.
Why don't you take your jacket off? And
I'm afraid to take it off.
You are?
Well,
now you do as you please.
I take it off quite often, but I don't know. I guess sometimes it is best when not.
I'm not on a thick shirt.
Doesn't look like.
I was just thinking.
Of course, it's quiet. It's greatly warmer in here than it is on the outside.
Yeah, I was just thinking you come on over here and get a little closer to the
I'm close enough to the stove.
And
yeah, that's it. That's quite right. I don't like it too warm. My wood stove, sometimes I get through too much fire in it at time, and I have to open up the doors and let that.
Oh, see, you've got a good wood stove, haven't
you? I use the wood stove all the time.
How many eyes does your wood stove have?
It don't have any, but it's flat on top, and I can... I can cook on it.
You can?
Yeah, I got some. Then I've got some cast iron pots that I cook vegetables and things.
Sit down right there and let me just.
There you are. I see you've got some cast iron pans too.
Yeah.
They're the best thing to cook a batch of cornbread. I don't know, I used to cook cornbread packed every day. I got out of a habit of it, and I don't know, I just haven't gone back. One thing, I can't get the kind of meal I want here in Micanopy. All of them use a Dixon Lily, and it's coarse and hard to me.
Makes a difference in the cornbread?
Oh, I think it does. You take that white, soft corn, and you when you cook it's much better than Dixon Lily. Yeah, that's hard grain corn.
I guess I never thought there was any other kind of corn meal other than Dixie Lily.
Well, Dale, I'd have Jim Dandy makes a better meal than Jim Dandy meal. You can get that in Gainesville.
Yeah, I do get Jim Dandy meal.
And up here in Macon, Georgia, the Birds and Mill and Company up there, they have a store in Gainesville. And they have good.
what's the name of that?
Berger Milling Company at Gainesville.
Uh-huh.
It's about a couple of blocks south, like you're going to the hospital. Back that way.
Uh-huh.
I think it's one or two blocks from the main square up there, and going back towards the hospital there.
Oh, yeah.
And you get meal and flour and stuff there. I did. I reckon they still have it. I haven't been in there in some time. But that was water ground meal. I don't know whether they still have it water ground or not, but I imagine they do.
Now that's better.
Oh, yeah, it's slow. It don't scorch it so bad. It makes it better.
Well, I get hungry for some good cornbread. I don't know. I always just said it was, I guess it was because the meal wasn't good. Maybe because I...
Well, you just noticed that. You go ahead and get you some of that other kind. Either one of the places. I didn't know what street to call that. It's going right down to the hospital, though.
Well, I can find that.
It's about two blocks from West Main. on the right, going back towards the hospital. That I can imagine you go in this way, you wouldn't cut going up 441. I always go through Coca Hill.
Oh, yeah, you go to
over to Caller. That's a near way of going into town.
Yeah, you go to town.
Well, what do you know?
Hey, how are you?
Well, I didn't know whether we'd ever meet again.
Well, I figured that maybe I was missing you all, and I hadn't been over. I'd had a cold, and I hadn't been out much in nearly a month.
Well, what has happened to that little girl? She
I haven't seen her in about two weeks or maybe there. And I hadn't seen her then in about two or three weeks.
Oh, that girl.
I don't know. They don't come down here anymore, you haven't
seen it? I don't see it. I haven't seen her in a good while. I see her up there in town every now and then, but very little.
Well, they moved their horses. I didn't know. They told me about them before, I think, but I just let it slip my mind.
Yeah.
And when they moved the horse from down here, you see.
Yeah. Well, she likes to, you know, she likes to, whenever you come over here, she loves to be here. And I kept thinking, well, she'll show up one of these days.
Well, I think maybe she's just still coming by here.
They was here a couple of weeks ago.
Well,
it's been a good while.
That's right.
I think he told me he was going to be working most of the time, you see, every day, you know. And I don't guess he can get off too easy.
No.
But they, I don't mind, he don't work 7 days a week, does he?
No. He works 6 days, though, I think.
6 days a week?
Yeah.
Well, that takes your time up pretty well, then.
You don't have much
no, you
left
don't.
Over. I've been trying to get over to a place, and I don't know.
Well, usually about the time that anyone will come there, I'll run downtown to get the groceries or get a little something, you see.
Yeah.
Late of evening, and I miss them a lot of times.
Yeah. I would tell you, Faye's just getting started over there. Let me show you.
I figured maybe you had these. This is a whole style. That's a good flipper. Those cost money if they work good. Now, these
now that's what he said. He said they'd hold up.
These are $50-$60 flippers here. They didn't let go.
Oh, Mr. Weaver, really?
That's right. Yeah. I know when I look at them, just as a glance at them. Yeah, these cost, but they're old though. They've been used a lot. may not be as old as I think there. I've never seen the power built yet. Don't you got a lot? Who made this? Did you ever read that?
No.
I can't see it.
I can't see it either.
I can't read anything harder like that.
ANDIS Power Chief. Power Chief, made by Andis Clipper Company, Racine, Wisconsin. Just barely read it.
Those colors, you can tell them the weight of them. They don't feel like the old cheap ones I've been using.
Are they, I didn't think they were cheap ones that you've been using. I thought they were pretty good.
About $25-$30 was the best one. And some of them didn't cost over, one pair I tried to license, the pair I've been going to use didn't cost, I don't guess it cost over $7 or $8, didn't it?
Really?
I don't think so, did it. No, you take these here's made out of good material. What did he say he wanted for this pair?
He said he said he'd take $15 on.
See, you can get a lot of them cheaper than that, but they ain't good.
And I told him, I thought, well, we could just sort of split it ourselves and split it, and it wouldn't run too high for us.
It isn't fair. I imagine, did he have any more blades to go with him?
I asked him about that, Mr. Wheeler, and he said that blade would last forever. If you didn't drop it or anything.
Well, you got one tag. Well, how can it adjust it where it keep it tied all the time? It looks like there's an adjuster here somewhere here. Maybe this plate should take this off looking in that. See, this is solid here. That's solid.
Yeah.
Those others just...
Yeah. He showed me how to adjust it, but I don't,
Here's the way you adjust your blades to...
Yeah, well, you want it thick as thin, or coarse.
Yeah, right here. You want it close, you could fix it like that. Let that, just watch that blade now. Now you see, it'll cut close now. Now look at it.
Yeah.
Come back. Now it'll be short, it'll be longer. Yeah,
oh.
It'll be left longer.
Yeah.
Well, I knew just who that blade to throw and belt up. I knew they cost some money.
And he works on them himself. He's a mechanic himself.
Yeah. He's that fellow what?
No, he's a young fella.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's a young fella. He barbers a little bit, but mostly he runs a cleaning...
Cleaning outfit?
Yeah. They go around at night and clean public buildings.
I see, I can take and clean this up. I can clean them. I can clean these clippers and... Now you take ordinary clippers, don't do that. They just blade and you can't change. I'll spring some of them and make them work, but it's just an accident.
Isn't it just a little warm in here?
It's not too much of it. How did he tell you to cut it on here?
He didn't tell me. I mean, he showed me, but I didn't pay attention.
I'll find it in a minute if it's cut on. What I thought when I seen that down there. I never seen nothing like that before, but.
Good, don't it?
Yeah.
Quiet?
Yeah. Well, these being heavy have to kill that sound. They need cleaning and oiling. But I don't do that if I don't have to until I cut in one pair.
Mm-hmm.
See, it'll get oil on your face if you ain't careful, you go cutting like this. Those sound good. Now, some of them that you can adjust, and is it wise to tighten and sharpen the cell? That's the only way I ever could put oil on them, let them run a while I was sharpening them.
Yeah.
I never could. I've heard people say they should take a home. I ain't never. See, I've rubbed and rubbed, and I couldn't tell the difference in a bit. And you can't hold it, study it the same. See, where they put them on those grinders, see, they've got something that holds it, and they just let it go just gradually as it needs it.
Yeah. And it's all done by machinery.
Yeah.
And that's got pretty hard metal in it.
Oh, my goodness. You can't get nothing. I brothers don't hone it. I never could make it.
And see, this whole thing here, that's a soft. You could quit that with everything.
Oh, yeah. You can take most any old one and do that.
I think he brought me the best pair of hats, not the most expensive, but I told him, you know, kind of.
Well, these are all right. It doesn't make any difference. They're just all just fine for me because I know how to taper with them anyway. See, I learned that when I was cutting those hand slippers. Mm-hmm. You had to do your own taper.
Yeah.
All you do is just let the heat go down and just raise it up this way to come out.
Yeah.
You soon get on to it.
But
suppose we get yours out of there. I can't stay too long on account of a fella may come out to see me tonight. Hard to look for. He said he'd try to come, but I don't know whether he will or not.
Almost high enough, right?
Yeah, I think that's high enough. I'll do that. You see, you're taller than I am, see?
Yeah.
That's about right. I believe it'll be better to let that be on. Let's put it one layer across this way for you. Make it fit better.
You think that'd be enough?
Yeah, I think that'd be plenty.
Okay. I believe I haven't got a pen.
Well, I think I can get it. Drop it or pull it a little bit. You can get just so I can get by here. Turn around.
Oh, yes. I've been trying to get out just to see what you're doing. I haven't done it.
I haven't been doing anything except just right now. I had to get out even. I got behind on the wood cutting. I had to get out today and yesterday cut some.
Yeah.
I'd cut up some.
Tell Faye you don't need that. Let me tell her.
Okay. I can pull that right around that. Catch
Faye? He don't need one. Yeah, I got all them newspapers there. You set on there?
Yeah. Just.
See, you're plenty high. You're just about right now.
Just about right?
Yeah, just about right.
Okay.
Let's see, do you want this clip around here? Are you like that left the least bit? You like to put on the course.
And leave a little, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll put on the course, go around it, you know. I'll show you how that's done. You see, it's down on the course now.
Uh-huh.
And then when I move back here, I can put it back on the...
Now, you got enough rope?
Yeah. Yeah, there's plenty. So I just,
now, let me tell you.
I just don't want to pull it over.
I leave this here so somebody won't walk there, you see. And it's awful easy. And don't when you lay it down, don't lay it here. Lay it over there.
Yeah.
I know that because
I'm not gonna do it all right.
I've done it so much. Yeah, you just turn. I'll go with it.
Okay. I think this is sort of about like you want it, you know. And I can turn it up. Did you think that's before he sent them together, how them shot him?
He gave them to the barber supply man.
Barber supply?
Mm-hmm.
He has license, I imagine.
Yeah, he got license.
I'm afraid he did.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have to do it just to...
Well, you see, I could give them to the barber supply man.
No, you can give them to him and get him to.
Yeah.
I'd do this very good.
He said this high enough. Hell, all them papers out there say I could have just...
That's right.
If I just used my head, I don't do that very often.
Okay.
Oh, they feel solid, Mr. Weaver.
They feel like those other dudes.
No.
I got to get used to them. They're a little heavy, you know, and the change is the weight, and they cut when they get fat. Those ovens, they cut sometimes they didn't. It made it hard on the side of the cut. Yeah. I would never fool with them like I did, but you know, I used to stick I don't cut but about two or three people's hair.
Well.
Well, those two Smith boys and you and Mr. Sheriff and Jim Mean did cut Jack's hair. That, you know, the last time I cut his hair? He was up there.
Golly.
Well, he didn't come around, man. They waved at me and speak to me and all like that. I went out there two or three times. So they don't come by and stop three meetings here. I figured it. So,
you never know, do you?
No. Well, you think they both may be trying to settle down, you know.
Yeah.
And I figure if I don't go around them and get a little time to go ahead,
yeah,
it'd be better.
You stay where, and we'll go right there.
You can, if I get to hit you again, I can
no,
back up a little.
No, no, that's all right. Why, I thought a good many people stopped in over there from time to time.
They come, a lot of people that know me, maybe haven't been there in a long time, people stop like that, but when you see those boys come in, they always, most of them coming in, they come there to get me to cut their hair. Now, Jim had me to cut his beard also.
Does he?
Yeah. And he came in this morning. I've been up long, I had a good fall there, and it was cool, just about daylight. In fact, I had a fire about 2 o'clock. One of my young dogs got out in there and kept barking for her, and they, I don't think they'll take it someone else's dog, but they didn't like them. They was to bark on the count of something they disturbed somebody. I like getting used to you in these papers. I can go much faster than that now.
Yeah, last time you
I just could not get
the right cut.
Not even one of them at hard cut. Now they have a fire clippers that little coarser cut my knees that could slip on something. I've got something that I clip on, but I don't like it, they don't cut good. These clippers cut good. Does this fella have a barber shop or just cut just a little hair long?
He just cut a little hair long. He got a cleaning business.
Yeah, he don't have a barber chair, I guess.
No.
Well, they got a strict law on us about that, about barbering. Now, if I had any contagious disease, I wouldn't barber. You know, I don't believe in that. Just like when I have a cold, I don't like to go around nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know you can catch it from each other.
Oh, Lord, yes. Yeah, that sounds different from them others, Mr. Reaver.
Oh, those others are worn out, then it's cheap to start with.
Oh, was it?
Those are fairly good ones that I had, but those fighters I tried, that I don't think they cost over $7 or $8.
Good golly.
And they wasn't worth 10 cents.
And then we dropped them.
No, that wasn't the ones. That ones I had I dropped.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm talking about those Mr. Smith had. That some white on
it. Yeah.
I see now this cuts a little closer than around here than it ought to. I can put a comb on it next time and not go quite so close.
Where did Buster get his hair cut?
His wife cuts it, I think.
He don't waste any money?
No, he don't. He's not going to pay for a haircut. You know, it sure was nice to me when I had, you know, his wife would dress like she's a nurse, you see.
Yeah.
And she never would let me care for anything. Well, I'd give them a lot of pepper and had, when I had good gardens, you know, I'd always carry them a lot of vegetables, you know. She said she hadn't forgotten that. And she would never take a penny money for it.
Oh, really?
Saved me a lot of trouble going to Gander or Wilson to get it dressed.
You know, I learned a lot since you told me about those peppers. They keep coming up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that plants did that. Now these Palmacrystals, castor plants, they do the same thing.
Yeah, well, you take those peppers, you see, now then, I don't think bell pepper, you can carry that over.
That's those hot peppers.
No, bell pepper, this big, just kind of dressing, make dressing with.
Yeah, I know.
Stuff like that, bell pepper.
Yours are hot peppers?
Yeah, hot. Both kind. I got two stalks, but they're not having much on those. You know, at times, after I had that operation between the shoulders, I can't use my right hand as good. Not near as good. I take the long end saw a piece or cut a nail, drive a nail or anything. Before I had it cut out.
Yes, I can understand that. Well, now, do you use your clippers with either hand?
I can, but I don't use
don't do it.
I can use it if I can't get to it. You know, I can take my left hand and see if something gets wrong with this. And I want to practice so I could use this in my hand.
Yeah.
I had this shoulder knocked out of place, you know, one time playing baseball. Went slide in on second, and where it'd been going in, it made a hole, and I was going to use a hand hook, slide by, and throw my hand back, keep them hitting me with the ball, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it put all those ligaments loose in there.
When was that?
That was back in the 20s.
What game? Who were you playing?
The first game I played in Micanopy. I didn't have a catcher. I was catching him. I never had caught before.
Yeah.
And.
Well, what do you know?
I had to get a fella. I never caught. Now, Buck, my brother, was a good catcher. But I didn't. I always played out field or played in field somewhere and pitched.
Yeah.
And he didn't have good enough control to pitch. That's the main thing in pitching, is throwing a ball when he wants to throw it there, to his right place and the right time.
Yeah.
You can soon watch your batters and learn how it went so. It helped you. I played second base more than any other position. And it helps you. I'm going to see if I can cut this loose. I have to get used to this. You can't even feel it cutting. Hardly hear it cutting your hair.
Yeah.
And you only took off the top this time?
Yes, sir.
Was it?
Yes. What I always tell the barber is take as much as you can off the top just so it don't stand up.
Well, if you cut it real short, it can't stand up any long enough.
Well, you know, so I can comb it.
Yeah, you want it left enough to comb up there.
Yeah.
It cuts so much better, I can't believe it's harder than what I've been trying to cut with.
I'm glad I run into that fella.
Well, I've been, and to go to Gainwell and go around and see and look at different places and see if I can find any. See, I can just start them up and almost tell whether it is good or not.
Yeah. Mr. Weaver, you can't find anything anymore. They hold you up everywhere you go.
Yeah. Yeah, ain't no telling how many years he used these. Because it's kind of old model. It isn't. They're not late models.
Well, they never wear out, do they? You can just get a new blade and put it on.
You can get new. Yes, they wear out. You take, you put them in a barber shop and use them every day. Of course, they'll have a good one to last several years, but if a common pair like I had won't last, they do well the last year. Well, you got to be sending blades in to having them sharpened. And he said you didn't have shot in these.
He said that lasts forever. He was just thinking, he wasn't thinking about, you know, putting it in a barber shop. I told him, you know, we didn't barber out here. We just gave him a... Yeah, you wouldn't have to worry about another blade.
I'll tell you, it won't be too bad for us to ride in and get a good... get another set, because I'm trying to tape this with these been doing so much cutting on just my barber shears on this until I can't hardly carry use a clipper cutting this. And
how long had you been down here, Mr. Weaver, before you started barbering?
About 2-3 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I hadn't been down here hardly a week. Yeah, just about 2-3 weeks, I believe.
Now that's, I didn't get that point. Don't you know, you told me one time about
I met a fella in Waycross, Georgia, was lived there up at the hospital, and he worked with a railroad company. And I'd started down to Winter Haven. I knew some people from up north Alabama that lived down there, and I'd talked to them when they was up there, and I'd always wanted to come to Florida. And they said there's down that Winter Haven, don't be one of gardens where they is at. And I told him, I said, I may come down there sometime. And asked him if they'd give me a job, and he said, yes, on the farm. I wanted to learn how to truck farm. And I've forgotten the names. I can't think of the names now. So that... they was up there on a visit. And so I had the name and address, and I decided I'd to go when this railroad track on. And I didn't know it till I got to Birmingham. Well, they didn't have a train going out. See, I Really should have went to Georgia, you see. Atlanta. Well, they had a train going to Montgomery. And they routed me to go there. I went there, I had to stay overnight. Couldn't stay a night in Montgomery, 125 miles from Birmingham.
Turn around a little?
And stay in a hotel. And then I came on to over in Georgia, I believe I had to spend one night in Atlanta. And went from now on to Macon. And I'd seen a fellow, I met a fellow, I was going to Tampa, Florida. Down in Birmingham. He was from, lived in Georgia, but he was going to get over there trying to get work and couldn't find any. And he was going to Tampa to work in a cigar factory. Well, we got that, got over here at Jacksonville. His money gave out. We had to stop over two nights, you know. And, so, fella got on there and had him sit down right close to us, and we was talking to him. We were out from Gainesville, and his daddy owned a hand on the farm. Well, this fella was a farmer, you see. And, said he wanted one anyhow. Well, I stopped and stayed in Gainesville a few days. Stayed there in a hotel, you know, and eating and resting, you know, your money goes faster than you think it will. I could have got a job of carpenter then, but I didn't have no tools and didn't have enough money going by me set of tools. So this boy that his, they went on out to his, he went on out to see if his daddy was, and he went out, I told him to go on out there and take that job, that I'd come out there in a few days if I didn't get something out in Gainesville I wanted. It's the wrong time of year to get anything. It's in August, you know, and that's a bad time to come to Florida. So that I went out there and the boy wanted me to come go fishing with him while I was down here anyway. So I went out there and he told me, he said he'd like to hire, needed two hands, he'd like to hire both of us, but he couldn't. But he says, if you just stay around here with us and help us a little bit, said, I see you get something to eat. Well, I was wanting to learn how to truck farm, you know, and I told him, okay, I'd stay around there a few days till I got something. And so I went out there and worked a little on the farm with him a few days, you know, they needed me to work.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize that.
So that, I'd farmed all my life in Alabama, you see, but that's
sure.
Altogether different truck farming down here in Florida.
Yes, sir.
So, growing cotton and corn and stuff like that.
Yeah, if you do that down here, you'd go broke.
Yeah, you're dependent on it because you can't never make it enough of it here. So, we decided they want to go to Orange Lake fishing. Well, they had to stop and get gas out and make an open oil feaster. Had the store right there in that art building. And grocery store and that, meat market. So that we and had a gas tank there. Sold gas, standard gas. We stopped and got some gas, you know, and stayed around and told me, he says, what part of Alabama you was from? And I told him I was from the northwest part. He said, we got a man by the name of Mr. Wynn around here that's running a barber shop in the Pleasant Club. Said, I think he wants a barber. I said, well, I'll go around and meet him, talk with him a little bit. I went around there and he said, yeah, he wants a barber.
Is that right?
I had 16 cents in my pocket.
That farming wasn't too profitable down there, was it?
No, well, you see, at this time of year, okay, there wasn't anything doing. Everybody's on the vacation, doing nothing. Weren't time for, in August, it's not time for your fall crop.
Feaster. I hadn't heard of that store.
Well, Feaster. He was a fine man. He sure was a fine man. He'd help you in the way he could.
He was there a long time?
He'd been there. He built that big store building there. He built it.
Oh.
Yeah. He had that big sawmill way back there, but he kept on. People bought stuff from him in the store and didn't pay him for it till it broke him.
Uh-oh.
You lost everything you had.
In the 30s?
In the 20s.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Way in the 20s.
Many a man, Mr. Weaver.
Yeah, he didn't make any difference what stranger who came in. He tried to help them. Had them get jobs or anything. All of them did at that time. Now then, you go and make an opening. It's altogether different. They don't run them stores like... Well, you can't. You can't run... The people don't act like they used to.
No. There's nobody to ask now. Now, that's why you told me that one time, and I forgot it. I didn't realize that happened when you first come. You said back in them times, a stranger come in, and they'd all try you out.
Well, some of the boys out in the country had fun out of doing that.
Yes.
And some of the one fellow from Texas, he weighed about 220 to 240 pounds, this big fella did.
Oh.
And they had a way of taking his ride and making you walk back and laughing at you. All that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I'd hear them talking about it, you know, and what I done. Well, I'd been around a little more than they thought I had. I looked, they thought I was about 17 or 18 years old. I was 25 then.
Yeah.
And I knew how they did out in Texas, you see, because I had a cousin went out there, you know, and he was green. And he came back and told how they done, you know.
Yeah.
Cowboys, you know, they think that's the way they have the fun, going to town back then and taking it in.
Yeah. And trying them out.
Yeah, and see... And a lot of them, they cat out and were cat way back out in the woods and swamps, you know, and some old road and put them out, you know, and make them walk back and hunt the way out.
Yeah.
Laugh at them out, you know. Yeah. Didn't mean any harm by it.
Oh, no. They didn't hurt you.
I never knew. Some of them, but if they did, I didn't know it.
Well, that wasn't the intention to hurt you.
No, just to laugh at you and tell about. And some would get scared, you know, and they'd just, it'd scare them. And well, that's where they had the fun, they could get the man scared.
Yeah.
He had never had any experience of just going out there and get scared.
Yeah. Well, you got in on that?
Oh, they tied everybody back then, you know.
Yeah.
I knew it wasn't going to bother me. It didn't worry me because I'd seen them have fun before in places.
And they took you out?
Yeah, they'd take you out if you go with them. They say the way to do that is not go with them.
Oh. You mean you never got caught on that?
Yeah, I got the fella carry. He got run over a calf and run around on me one time.
Oh, scaring you?
Trying to. It don't scare me anything like that. I knew you were just cutting the food, you see.
Yeah.
I don't mean I'm a bad man or brave, I'm not. Mm-hmm. But,
Now, this wasn't the big 250-pound Texan you were talking about.
You mean the man that weighed about 220 to 240?
Yeah. Seemed like one of them come in the shop there one time that you told me about.
Oh, there's lots of them tried that.
And was causing trouble.
He wasn't causing any trouble. He just taking it in the town, you know, and having to play in Texas style.
Yeah.
Of cowboys, there's cowboys.
Well, tell how'd it go? I kind of forget how it went. They all knew what was going on.
Yeah, they knew it. They weren't, they played like they're drunk, but they weren't drunk like they made out like they were.
Yeah. Oh, that must have been some doing. It wasn't dull anyhow back there, was it?
Well, it was, panic was on land, you know, right before the real estate boom.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty hard to make a living. I only paid about $10 a week when I first went to working there in the shop.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd been working at sawmills and farming and doing hard work, you know. And I'd run a barber shop in Alabama before I to one at Noel for a while, and then I went on one about a couple of years from Uncle and Lynn, Alabama.
No, I can't. I remember in general how it was, but I can't quite get it. This big fella, I think, came in your shop there. Seemed like he was going to take the razor and shave somebody, amongst other things.
You mean the Texas boy named Bill Wheeler? That was his name.
Was he the one?
Yeah, he went around there and cut one boy's towel fine. And ghost over there. They wouldn't bother nobody.
How'd that happen?
He just walked up and told him, said, "I want that tie," and reached up and took it and cut it off right along and laughed at him.
How would that?
Just see. He just cutting up having fun.
Yeah.
I'm mad he come back the next the way that you did that. Go back the next day and apologize and maybe pay the man for it for done anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's Texas style, you know.
Now that was when you first come.
Yes, I reckon about 2-3 months. That drives up and down.
Bill Wheeler's the one that worked with Tuck Mack.
Yeah, he worked out there with Tuck Mack, so.
Yeah.
I know they had both working with Bob Watkins out there and the cattle business. They had wild cattle out there.
Mm-hmm.
Wild horses out there on the paid for it. I mean, legal aid.
And you got out here while they still had them.
Yeah, it's free range, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they owned it. You know, they had it fenced up, part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Up by the other making over.
Oh, really?
The bars owned it, you know, and Watkins, mm-hmm. Dr. Watkins.
And you got down there while he was still there.
Well, he is one of my good customers.
Mm-hmm. What was he like?
Well, he was about as tall as you are, and that smart heavy you are. You don't worry about down 190, do you?
No. I don't weigh that much in clothes, it's just boards in this too, you
know. I don't weigh as much dollars like I weigh. You know, I'm down to 126.
Yeah.
That's all I weigh now. That's getting too low for me.
How much you like to weigh?
About 135 went up to 145.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a little low.
Well, the way that they checked according to my height and everything, I'm supposed to be 165, but not, I'm not the big bone or large muscle, I'm small. Looks like most people think I'm, well, one thing, they think that I'm getting fat and gaining weight. If I lie down a while, my blood don't go circulate good through, and it seems to go down my hands and then to my legs too much, and feet swell.
Whatever happened to Bill Wheeler, Mr. Wheeler?
He went back to Texas.
Oh, he did.
Started riding a horse, and they had a tick low then, and they wouldn't let him go out of Florida with it, you know, and he sold his horse and went on in there. He's a pretty good old boy. I like Bill.
Well, how in the world did he ever get to this country?
I don't know. He just decided to want to come to Florida, I reckon. Everything is a little hard to make a living back at that time.
Yeah.
It was panic, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the boom come on after that, you know, and
it
picked up, got along pretty good. I hadn't been here for about 10 months until I went from $10 a week to my part after I'd paid my 25% to the barber, you know, for working in the shop. And I've been here about 10 months, you know, and I bought the shop myself. Of course, it didn't cost too much then, his old fixtures, and he had bought it for $110 from another fellow. Had two chairs and didn't have no mill. Two old barber chairs.
What happened to when?
He had run the pressing club and owned the barber shop too, and he couldn't tend to both.
Oh, he was trying to do all the work himself?
Yeah, and he couldn't be there and be out too and picking up clothes, and he had a good pressing man, a colored man had done this pressing for him and run that. And of course he helped him too, you know, he could do it too, you see. And he happened to get out and have pretty good luck, pick up a lot of dry cleaning. He didn't do any laundering except just all dry cleaning.
So there's more money in that than there was barbering.
Well, at times it was, and other times it wasn't. You take people come in there from different places, you know, but they'd be 2-3 months old haircuts and sometimes 2 weeks old shaves. We had to shave people back then to make a living. Didn't get but 15 and 25 cents a haircut when I first went, come back.
And prices were pretty high then.
Yeah, but it wasn't as bad as it is now. Not near as bad. But, see, this about a couple of years, I went to building this new highway, you see.
Yeah.
When a lot of people stayed at working and making up with them. I paid $110 for the shop and got Mr. Wynn on Saturdays to help me on Saturday nights and sometimes through the week, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I soon got to making, I was making $35 a week.
That's pretty good, wasn't it?
Good for them. You had to be in the shop at 7 o'clock and stay about 9 or 10 at night to do that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, long hours to do that.
On your feet.
Well, how are we coming?
Oh, we're getting a little of it off for him.
They were barbering when Mr. Weaver first come. I thought Buck came before you did.
No, I've been down here. I came on, I think it's 21 when I came down here. He came along about long in the 30s, first of the 30s.
Well, gee whiz, how in the world did I get that notion? Well, gee whiz. Bill Wheeler, that was one of his old friends.
Yes, that's sure enough on top of your guess of coal.
You know.
I'm not cutting any hard right here. You're smoothing it up here on top right here in front. Yeah. The back here is where I'm out to do.
That's right.
Done all the cutting.
Yes.
There it goes so much faster than the other.
That's good. That looks
Hey, I was trying to record. Do you remember Mr. Weaver told us that over here one time? I forgot about it. Well, this big fella come in the shop. And going to cause him trouble. You're just trying him out, you know, back in those days.
Oh, yeah.
And I forget all how it went.
Did you have somebody coming in? What's that?
Did
he pull a knife on him or a gun or what?
Yeah, I know. A fella pulled a gun on me one night, just kidding, you know, trying to scare me. I laughed at him and told him it looked like I said, that looked like a pretty good gun, you understand it? I knew he was just kidding me. He wasn't meaning any harm by it. There's two of them.
Oh? I don't remember you telling about that.
I didn't tell you all that.
Yes, this is a different machine, Faye, from the others.
Oh, you like this?
Oh, that cost $50-$60. That's what those did.
That's one of the old models.
They're old clippers.
Boy, it's heavy enough.
They would weigh three times as much as those. Twice as much as the ones I had, and three times, I believe, as much as those firings I tried to cut us out with.
Well, 110
volts,
60 cycles, 15
watts. That's what they all have to carry, is 110. 220 would burn them up.
I smell something.
Oh, I got a supper cooked for us so that Mr. Weaver gets through.
I don't like much getting through the want to make this all taper up if I can, I guess to say.
Well, sure.
Now some people don't go back over with the shares, but I like to go with the shares. My chairs, if they're a little long hashed, happens to clippers jump. It jumps from the clippers, I can go ahead and straighten it up.
Mr. Weaver, they still try you out a little bit when you come.
What's that?
People still try you out a little bit when you come.
They don't do that like they used to. You don't hardly ever see anyone do anything like that now.
No, they don't do it that way. They do it different ways. I know when I came down here.
Some people won't treat you dirty, you know. But those boys back at that time, that's the way they called it, having fun. From the country, you see. So they didn't take you in the town, you know. You've heard of that, I guess, in Tennessee, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
You ever have one to get a hold of you? If you go and play like that where they do that, and you ever let them take you out and have the fun and take you off and leave you and make you walk back, everybody in charge.
Yes, sir, and they'd laugh about it all the way home.
Yeah, just having fun. Well, Well, he wouldn't bother me about walking 5 or 6 miles. I've done that a lot of times, walking to town, spend the weekend back. I've done that lots of times.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Oh, they were.
One fella, he is about the person tried a thing like that. He wanted to have me at the hotel, you know, and I figured that's what he wanted. I told him I'd just walk, you see. He went two blocks and did help me to walk. Had to stand on the bar, around the barber chair, and my legs swelling up. So that this fella, we went on, he went on another street, come back around another way, and we all knocked the kind of edge of town down, come back and went and run over a calf right close to the hotel, I-9 road, and no fence at all then, you see. So we went on out, and he run up like he was going to hit a telephone pole. Like I told him, I said, if you're having any fun, I said, you just go ahead and have it now. You're getting any fun out of this. Now, I said, if you think you're scaring me, I said, you just stop your car and get out here and tell me how you want it. And I said, I'll give it to you any way you want it. His father just, I said, the best thing you do is turn around and carry me back to the hotel. He turned around just as nice and drove back to the hotel as he could.
Was you staying at the hotel?
Yeah, I stayed at Tuscaloosa Hotel. I don't know where they tore it down.
Yeah.
So I just laughed at him, you know, and he seen he wasn't scared me. He just carried me on back to the house. I knew if he wasn't going to hurt me. The man, people will hurt you if you don't make them do it.
If you don't make them?
No, if you don't bother the person, he's not going to hurt you. He may play like he will just to kid me.
Yeah.
But you got to do something to a man to make him hurt you.
You just don't act scared and...
No, if he thinks you're scared, he'll really have fun out of it then.
Yeah.
I never did try to pull that on nobody. I didn't never like that. I never did like to get around anything like that.
You never done it yourself?
I never done anything like that, trying to scare a fella or bulldoze him or anything like that in my life. You keep cutting here, that's why I won't leave you anymore. You cutting it. I'm trying to get it to look smooth wherever I want to ever hang on.
Don't want it to get too cold and freeze his ears.
Yeah, you know, it makes a difference you wait too long.
Sure
anyway.
It'll
give you a cold sometimes. I mean, if you get out in the cold wind.
Listen to that, isn't that nice?
Yeah, it don't sound like old urn, does it? Especially those lessons I tried over here, they made a noise sure enough. I'm going to get this a little bit closer right around the edge.
You can hardly hear that.
I want to see now when I push up this way. That's a fine part. I want to get this.